Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Now, every Wednesday afternoon, usually Captain Kelms is here. He's on assignment this week. He'll tell us all about it when he returns on Monday. But every Wednesday, it's three big things at Indiana University. And the director of media relations is our great friend, the doctor. He is in. Chuck the Rifleman Carney. Chuck, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know that you mentioned in the weather forecast that we didn't expect it to be this cool. That's reminiscent of the pickup line that got me my now wife. I didn't expect to be this cool, but here I am.
And it's worked for how many years?
It worked is in the eye of the beholder, you know, as far as my end of the bar. Here, but you know, we've been married for over 25 years.
Outstanding. And that means she either lost the receipt or she really, really likes you. One of the two.
Yes.
The good news is you are here every Wednesday, and we always have at least three big things at Indiana University to talk about. We'll start today with your dashboard because the numbers, I don't think the last couple times we have spoken, they could have gotten any higher. Because you've explained why that's the case. But now as we move forward, I think I saw Matt Cohen with the IDS yesterday say that now we're down to 15 Greek houses that are on quarantine. That's down. We're going in the right direction. That's the good news. How's the rest of campus and how's the communal housing outlook look here on a Wednesday?
Yeah, so we're down now houses that are on quarantine as recommended by the Monroe County Health Department. And our dashboard numbers, which now do come out every Wednesday morning, are moving in the right direction. So for the second straight week, everything is down across the board. Our mitigation testing, which is the ongoing testing of our population focused on specific areas, but also selecting students, faculty, and staff from across the campuses. Across IU totally, it's 1.9% positivity rate. That was 3.6 the week prior. For Bloomington, positivity rate for all of Bloomington was, I've lost it on the page I was on. So, let me break it down by the residence halls and the Greek houses, which you ask about. 3.3% for the Greek houses. It was 14.6% last week and 25% the week before. Residence halls, 2.2%. And then if we look at the prevalence rate, which really speaks to the entire IU community, it's 2.4% for the IU Bloomington community. So it's trending in the right direction. We still have higher a little bit in the Greek houses, and the off-campus Greek population is still at 5%, but even that's down from 5.5% the week before. So that's good news. And now we say, as we talk about these, that we don't want to stand up and say, well, job done, because this is a marathon and not a sprint, and we have a long way to go. And when I say that, I want to go into Smokey and the Bandit, a short time to get there. That's not actually true either, but we have a long way to go. And we have to keep doing the things we've been doing. It's going in the right direction. And we think that's because we've been doing the things that we need to do. And that's a testament to the people on campus.
Dr. Chuck Carney is our guest this afternoon, quoting Smokey and the Bandit, Jackie Gleason's finest role as the sheriff, of course.
Absolutely.
When we talk about these numbers and you talk about a marathon and not a sprint, what is the message that students and faculty and staff and Dr. Chuck Carney take away from Governor Eric Holcomb's announcement this afternoon that the state of Indiana will be moving to stage 5? Which means no gathering limits on social gatherings, which means bars and nightclubs are more than welcome to be at full capacity, which means we still have to wear our mask and social distance everywhere we go. But we've done a lot of hard work to get those numbers down, Chuck. I know we're not living in a bubble. Bloomington's always been weird. Monroe County is a little bit different, so to speak. But your dashboard comes out with one number this morning and then, or at lunchtime and then 2 hours later, We hear from the governor that it looks that again, stage five will begin on September 26th.
Yeah, you know, and of course, this is all new and
brand
and,
new. Brand spec. It smells like new car new.
That's right. So, so I don't know that I can speak completely for what it would mean. Of course, certainly I can't speak for the city and the county and any actions that they would take. I would just say that we will certainly stick to our knitting, meaning that we're going to continue to do the things that we have been doing. We don't expect that to change tremendously. Now, what that does with the gatherings locally, that's not clear to me at this point, and I would leave that to the people who make those decisions. But we do know that the reason our numbers have been going in the right direction is because of physical distancing, and also because we have been able to limit our own gatherings among our students, faculty, and staff. That has worked. And so we're going to continue to do what we need to do to make sure that we keep everybody safe. We're trying to make sure that these numbers continue to go in the direction they're going.
You know, the Rifleman is on in the background this afternoon in the studio. I don't know if that's coincidence.
It's harder to find these days.
It's on MeTV, and I don't even know what MeTV is. How bad is that? That's terrible by me. So with all this breaking news, obviously we will see how it gets together, but we know all of the folks at the university, the county officials, health officials, hospital officials, the mayor, they all get together. We'll hear from Deputy Mayor Renheisen tomorrow in his normal spot at 4:05 and see if he has any inkling on whether or not Monroe County will follow suit. My gut instinct tells me it will not, and we will be a little bit different. But that's not terribly, terribly surprising. Dr. Chuck Carney is here. He's the Director of Media Relations and the spokesman for Indiana University. Three big things at IU. Well, our friends from Lilly have given a big grant. Now, I don't know, what is K-16 students? And how does that work us into the state workforce as well? I'm guessing that's K-16, meaning 4 years after high school concludes?
Yeah, so that would be whatever form of higher education students may take after the 12th grade, after senior year in high school. So IU's getting $5 million that is funding from the Charting the Future for Indiana Colleges and Universities initiative. Now, that initiative was announced in October. This is a three-year grant which will allow IU to put the statewide expertise in data and data analysis and analyze where there might be leaks in the state's workforce pipeline from secondary schools to Indiana careers. We'll assess effectiveness of technologically assisted approaches to improving college and career readiness and achievement. That'll particularly focus on low income and underrepresented groups. We'll expand our partnerships and collaborations for student success with schools and school districts. And we're going to restructure the IU use of career planning systems and services in pre-college and IU campus settings. So it's really focusing, putting people into jobs in Indiana. In other words, taking a lot of the students who, of course, are from the state of Indiana and go to our schools, our campuses across the state, and keeping them in the state, growing the economy locally. So that's what it's all about, and we'll be helping to grow jobs through this investment from Lilly.
And our friends with the Lilly grant, that $5 million is real money, Chuck, and that helps tremendously. And obviously we've heard from our friends at Ivy Tech how that helps as well, getting people into better paying gigs or getting them raises. And again, just the education of the working public never hurts at all. Three big things at IU. Well, we have conferences, and they still go on, and we have festivals, and they still go on, but everything goes on virtually. How are you guys going to do Virtual Indiana University Rural Conference. You're going to bring everybody together. Well, let's hope all those rural areas have the broadband that is necessary to Zoom in.
Yeah, so this is an initiative of our Center for Rural Engagement, and this is our regular rural conference. And of course, as a lot of things we're doing this year, it's being done virtually. And it'll be focusing on issues that affect the areas of Indiana that are more rural. There are going to be several breakout sessions. The topics will include health, housing, arts and community resilience, which is important certainly these days. It's a two-day conference. It will feature Provost Robel, but also Hancock Health President and CEO Steve Long, and Minnesota-based Art of the Rural Executive Director Matthew Flaherty. So this is something that is continuing the work that our Center for Rural Engagement has been doing over the last few years under the good leadership of Executive Director Carrie Thompson. And this year, you may know that they're working with Washington County, and there are any number of facets with that project. But in the past, they've worked with Greene County and Orange County. This is really designed to bring IU's skills and the things that we offer to the state to bear on very local problems in places that are far from any of our campuses. So the conference is to talk about a lot of these ideas, how you can bring those to bear with the resources that we have, but also resources that may exist in the community that are not necessarily being taken advantage of right now.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that's hot off the presses here. We kind of touched on it before, and I know you might not have the answer to it, but with gatherings moving in this direction, are conferences something that you're going to look at to start doing normally again, or are we just going to have to take a deep breath, let this recycle and digest before we start saying, okay, now this conference is back on and that conference is back on? We're just going to stick virtually for now, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of it really is. And of course, we're about to see the strangest Big Ten football season that we've ever experienced, starting in October, ending in nearly Christmas time. And it's going to have no fans in the stands for four IU home games. And so that is a testament to what it's going to be like moving forward. And we did a student-focused webinar today with Dr. Aaron Carroll, who's our director of mitigation and testing for the COVID pandemic. And he emphasized, as he has in pieces that he's written in his regular role as a columnist for the New York Times, that it's going to be a little while before we return to normal. And we're going to have to really think about sticking to the ways we've been doing things for some time. And that's probably going to include gatherings that are smaller. It's going to include a lot of virtual, as much as everybody may hate Zoom at this point, you know, thank goodness for it. But it is going to be a way of life for a bit. And that's really kind of whether or not people like it or not, because it's still going to be the safest way to go. And we are now getting questions, of course, asking about planning for spring. And we're still going to be doing some things to physically distance. And so it's still going to look a lot like what we have now, a lot of those plans still in the air. But of course, we have already announced our schedule for the spring, which includes no spring break. So we have to be cautiously optimistic, but cautious is the key word.
And I think moving forward as well, we hope the trend continues in the right step. Thankfully, here in the state of Indiana, we really haven't had any setbacks once we put these stages out there and how we've moved forward with them. So I guess that is the good news, is we are continuing to move in the right direction. I think the other part of this, Chuck, is the financial ramifications of everything that's gone on, whether it's football, whether it's higher education. You have a conference where you bring in 500 people from all around the world. They got to fly, they got to buy a car, they rent a car, they got a hotel. Now you hop on a Zoom deal, and all of a sudden, look how much money you got laying around. It's just an interesting dichotomy that will be explored, I would think, more and more, because the money's just not flowing in perhaps like it has in old days.
Well, and the other thing to remember too is, and another thing that Dr. Carroll mentioned today is, we are entering into the cold weather months and the flu season, and we're going to be indoors much more often. So because it's going down right now does not mean that that's where we're going to necessarily stay once people are stuck inside a little bit more. It's going to be a little harder to do these gatherings outside. So with that in mind, you really have to think about what might pop up in the next few months and be very careful that you're not jumping the gun to move back into something a little too quickly. So, I mean, I just, again, speaking only for what IU's plans are, That's I think what we're planning on doing as we look towards the future. In our case, really looking towards the spring semester when we return to in-person instruction on February 8th.
You know, the interesting part of that is in the wintertime, in the cold months, we as people don't usually gather as much because there's no tailgate to go to. There's no tailgate mm-hmm. for basketball. There's no barbecues. There's no going mm-hmm. to the boat with everybody. So maybe that's a better thing. Maybe that's that keeps us kind of in and in away from groups when it's cold in the wintertime, which is, I've always thought, an interesting counterargument to all of that.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, if anybody hasn't read Dr. Carroll's New York Times piece of about a week ago now, I think, where he basically said, look, be ready for this to go on for a while. I think it's worth a read, not because it's discouraging. I don't think that's the point. It's because it's sort of a realistic check on what we're going to need to be prepared to think about. You know, I would still have your masks ready and, you know, get more of them because we're going to be using them for a while. And of course, it's fair to point out the governor's order did not relinquish the mask.
No, it did not
at all. So that's still going on.
Face coverings and social distancing physical distancing are still on the books and are not going anywhere. You're right. What's on the agenda for class today?
Well, still to be determined somewhat.
I'll let you get out of here in your 7 minutes. You can get that figured out.
Yeah, so yeah, we're still working on it. I'm assuming my students aren't listening right now, but I'm still trying to figure it out.
Who's tap dancing in the background? Is that Danny Kay?
That's the dog. That's my dog walking around indicating I'm tired of the segment. Let's go outside.
All right, well, let him go, and we'll get caught up with you next week, my friend. Thanks, Dr. Right. Chuck.
Thank you.
Dr. Chuck Carney, the spokesman and director of media relations for Indiana University, checks in with us. Three big things at IU every Wednesday.